Yesterday, the HSE announced there would be external reviews into the delivery of 9 babies at Portiuncula University Hospital in County Galway since 2023. It follows reports of 2 stillbirths and 7 babies who suffered a lack of oxygen and blood supply to the brain during their delivery. The HSE also said a new external management team would oversee maternity services at the hospital in the coming months. In a statement, it said that these steps are part of a number of changes that it's taking as a result of concerns in relation to the provision of maternity services at the hospital. We can speak now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, we're hearing of these disturbing incidents, reviews into them, and then changes being made with immediate effect to make the hospital safer. Just firstly, can you tell us what type of hospital is Portiuncula?
Well, Portiuncula University Hospital, it's called a Model 3 hospital. It's in Ballinsloe in Galway, and it does acute surgery 7 days and has emergency department, and it provides maternity care and other care for East Galway, West Meath, North Tipperary, Roscommon and Offaly. And this external review has been launched into the delivery of 9 babies, 2 of which sadly were stillborn.
And I mean, this is particularly distressing for the families involved. What has actually led to the review of these 9 babies at this hospital?
Well, the HSE West and North West, they've appointed a management team to look at maternity services at the hospital over the coming months. And that's going to be led by an external consultant obstetrician, Dr. Mark Skehan from University Hospital Limerick. And the reports then will go to the HSE. And the HSE has apologised to all women and families for whom this news may be upsetting and worrying. Now, the review's into 9 babies and their deliveries, and it relates to hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, HIE. And that's essentially a lack of oxygen going to the brain before, during or after delivery. 6 of the babies with HIE were born in 2024, so that's last year, 1 this year. And in 2023, there were 2 stillbirths which occurred at the hospital, and they're obviously also being reviewed. Now, the HSE says the incidence of HIE, it's significantly higher than observed nationally or internationally for a similar time frame when it looks at Portiuncula. And this cooling, it involves baby head cooling several days to slow down the metabolism and to prevent further damage. It is a standard a part of care, and HIE has many causes. It can, as I say, occur before, during or after birth. But the HSE says the biggest concern is for women who had their babies at Portiuncula and for those who will have their children. And it has set up a helpline, which is 1-800-807-008.
And obviously hundreds every year having their babies at this hospital. And many will also remember this is not the first time this hospital has had issues in maternity services. Can you remind us of those?
Yes, between 2019 and 2023, there were a further 8 reviews. They took place into care and cases that gave rise for concern. And 7 of these babies were babies with HIE, and 6 needed neonatal cooling. Now, the HSE says it met with each of the families involved in those cases and shared the review findings, but we don't know the full details of those reports because they weren't published. But that goes back to 2019 and 2023. So I suppose if you look at it in the totality, we're talking about, in all of these matters, the care of 17 babies at Portiuncula University Hospital.
And further back again, Fergal, in 2018, that review into the 2015 review of cases of 18 babies, recommendations came out of those. And I suppose those will also be probably brought into question in light of these latest issues.
Yes, a report commissioned in 2015 into maternity services at Portiuncula, it criticised the hospital for poor communication amongst maternity staff. That report was published in 2018. Now, the HSE has said that a series of improvement plans and other measures were implemented after those events, and that there have been improvements put in place and new protocols.
And Fergal, has there been any response yet from the new Minister for Health on this situation, or has she spoken about it?
Well, Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll-McNeill says she has been briefed on this matter in recent days. She says her thoughts are in the first instance with the women, then their babies who are the subject of reviews. And she said that patient safety is paramount and that once each of those reviews are complete, she will consider the next steps with her officials at the Department of Health and also with the HSE.
And finally, Fergal, you just mentioned there that obviously for people who are concerned, who are either expectant mothers or who maybe have had babies in recent days or weeks, that there is help there for them if they are concerned by these distressing details.
Yes, just repeat that helpline for people. It's 1-800-807-008.
Fergal Bowers, thank you. And we will be speaking to Tony Canavan, the Regional Executive Officer of HSE West and North West, later in the programme.